If you recall, Drover and I had been selected for a very important mission, protecting Sally Mae's watermelon patch from an invasion of murdering raccoons. It was going to be a night job, and I spent most of the afternoon resting up. I knew it would be a tough combat assignment, and that I would need to be in top form. Besides that, I kind of enjoyed sleeping. It's one of the things a dog must do well to be head of ranch security. Slim waited until dark to collect me and Drover for the mission. He pulled up to the gas tanks in an armored personnel carrier, APC, we call it. Pulled up to the gas tanks in a fully armed APC with full armor and bristling with cannons and machine guns and spotlights and rocket launchers. Okay, maybe it was his pickup and he'd brought a flashlight and a shotgun, but in the gloom of night, it looked very much like a fully armed APC. In the tense hours and minutes before an important combat mission, a guy's imagination plays tricks on him, don't you see? He gave a whistle, our secret coded signal that told us it was time to assemble our commando unit. Since the front seat of the pick, APC, I should say, was loaded with weapons and gear and boxes of ammo, hand grenades, mortar shells, survival rations, medical supplies, and so forth, we dogs jumped into the back. I rode to the battlefront on the spare tire, or in the spotter's position, you might say, where I had a clear and unobstructed view of the road ahead and the road behind.